Hi, everybody. Welcome to Sheer Enjoyment. Today, we're starting a new series. My name is Jordana Barachov. A lot of people have been listening here, and I hope we got a lot of listeners today. Just to let you know, I do a weekly Parsha class called Drink It In. You can find me on Instagram at drinkitin_Jordana or on Facebook at Jordana Barachov. You can also email me at jbaruchov, B-A-R-U-C-H-O-V, at gmail.com, or I have a website, jordanatorah.com. So either any which way form, you can reach out and email me. I've already received several emails. I'm very excited that people are really enjoying these 10 minutes of learning that we do together. So today our new series is about Journey Through the Desert. Obviously, we just started a new book, Bamidbar, just last week. So I thought it would be so nice to discuss the Jewish people, the nation, and their growth through the desert. So the first thing I would love to discuss is, what is a midbar, a desert? So often we envision, when we say the word midbar, desert, I think, at least when I was a young girl, I used to always think about the Sahara Desert, this desolate place. And it also made it more dramatic, I guess, when I would learn the story of the Jews that were traveling in the desert for 40 years. And then when I was about 10 years old, I went to Israel for the very first time. My parents took us to visit my older brother who was studying there. And we had a great, great tour guide. His name was Chaim Negani. And he said something so beautiful that stuck with me. I know it's crazy. I heard this when I was 10 and I still remember it. He said, there's a difference between a midbar and a shmama. A midbar, he said, if you look at the letters of a midbar, within it has the word davar. Davar means things. That in a midbar, there are things. There are things that are living. But in a shmama, if you look at shmama, it says ein shum davar. A shmama really doesn't have anything. He said that's really the point of difference between a midbar and a shmama. So the shmama would really be the Sahara Desert. The midbar would be, I guess, something more similar to what we would say the Negev today, and there's so much vegetation, or Midbar Yehuda, where you could actually can live, even though it's not the best of conditions. And when they traveled, they were fortunate to have the man and the water, and Hashem gave them food and provided for them. But really, I just wanted us to clarify that it wasn't as we envision as the Sahara Desert. So now, why were we in the midbar? It's a great question. Why did Hashem place us in this area, in this environment? What was the purpose? So I once heard this beautiful, beautiful thought that really when we talk about getting from destination A to destination B, we all know that the quickest route is to go straight. Now, wouldn't it have been very quick and smart if we would have just gone straight from Mitzrayim into Eretz Yisrael? There was a path that was a little straighter, and that was what we'd call Derech Eretz Plishtim. Hashem could have sent us that route. It would have been a nine-day, you hear that, everybody? It would have been a nine-day journey. 9 days, that's it. But we're told that Hashem purposely doesn't send us during that time period through this nine-day journey, because he was worried that when we arrived in the land after 9 days of leaving Egypt, we would have been so frightened and we would have seen that it was such a quick route, we would have gone right back to Egypt. Believe it or not, even though we were slaves, we would have gone right back because it was so quick. So here Hashem sends us on a circumvent. He sends us in a roundabout way. So often today we could relate a little bit when we have our GPSs and then we have our Waze, or Google Maps, and it says that it's rerouting us, or we're recalculating. And we all know, why does Waze say that? Why does the GPS, why does Google Maps say it's recalculating? Because something has happened. There's an accident on the road, traffic up ahead, so they're going to send us another route that would be more beneficial for us. So in actuality, the whole purpose of being in the desert for those 40 years, and yes, I know part of it was there was a sin, and we'll get to that as time moves on, but I truly believe that this was purposeful from the onset, that it wasn't necessarily only because of a sin, but Hashem had intended originally for us to go in a roundabout way because we had a lot of growth. We needed to grow a lot. It was very important for us to reevaluate, recalculate, reroute ourselves. We started off with what I would call a slave mentality. That was the generation that left Egypt. And the generation that had to enter the land could not have had that slave mentality. They very much needed a different mindset, very similar to what we had spoken about last week when we spoke about royalty, and that Hashem had purposefully made Moses grow up in a palace, or Ruth being the mother of royalty, because it developed Moses as a person to be a leader. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem needed us to develop ourselves, and we were kind of broken people. We were a broken people coming from slavery. Now, it's written in the Talmud, in Erevin, it says the following: there is a long way, which is short, and a short way, which is long. So profound. So profound. Again, I'm going to repeat that one more time because I know people are listening, and it's so important to hear this carefully. There is a long way, which is short, and a short way, which is long. I just love that thought from the Gemara. Talking about if Hashem would have taken us the short route that we were talking about, this Derech Eretz Plishtim, in the end, that might have been more painful in the end result. But the long route really was the beneficial one. The journey of us as Jewish people through the wilderness, going from slavery to freedom, is undoubtedly filled with lots of struggles, trials and tribulations. Yet ultimately, through us circling and going around that route, we became a unified nation in the desert as a people, as the nation of Israel, Am Yisrael. We became stronger from our experiences, more mature through our overcoming adversity, and eventually more assured that leaving Egypt was in fact the right thing to do. So powerfully said, so beautifully said, that it's so important to understand that sometimes when we go through things and we ask, but why? Why are we going through all these trials and tribulations? That really HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a message, the same message as the desert, that we in our minds think that the short route is the ultimate, the ideal route. No, because sometimes if you take a shortcut, you cut things out that are very necessary, that are very important for your growth. How many times, I'm sure people who are listening, you could look back on your life and you say, oh my gosh, this had to have happened to me in order to get me to the point where I am today. But while we were going through it, while you were going through it, while I was going through different difficulties in my life, I was very upset. I was annoyed. And it took a lot of strength and a lot of prayer for me to stay steadfast in my beliefs, in my emunah, and know that in the end, this is what's going to get me to a much better, stronger standing point. So really, that saying from the Gemara, that the long route then is really the short way. It really is the ideal way, and that's so important for us to understand. So this is just a little introduction to the Midbar. Obviously, every week we're going to touch on different aspects of the desert. So this was like an overview, and we're going to talk about the people next week being complainers all the time, and how do we deal with them complaining, and how could this have been such a great, great nation, a great generation, and we'll try to get to some understanding of that mentality a little bit so it could help us as people. But again, if this is something that you like and you enjoy, please feel free to sponsor any of the classes. Last time we had close to 800 people listening live, besides the amount of people that share it or hear it after the fact. So that is such a big zechut and such a merit to do this learning together in the memory of somebody. Feel free to contact. You could see the information on the flyer. You could contact shareenjoyment.com, and you could call them directly if you want to sponsor next week's class. And we could do it with Zechar Nishma, a memory of somebody's soul, to elevate that soul. Again, my name is Jordana Barachov. This was Journey Through the Desert, Drink It In Style, every week. You can find me on Instagram at drinkitin_Jordana, and you could hear my weekly Drink It In thoughts in relationship to the Parsha. You can find me on my website, jordanatorah.com. You could also find me on Facebook, Jordana Barachov. You could email me at jbaruchov@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing all of you. If you want to be signed up to my newsletter, let us know. Email us. Sign up on my website, I look forward to speaking to you and learning with you next week. Everyone, have a great, great day and a great Shabbat. Let's journey through the desert together. Bye.